The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is time for the Chamber, Pensacola Chamber Connection this morning. We have Todd Thompson in the house. Good morning, Todd. President and CEO. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. If you should have some questions for Todd or questions about the Chamber, you can text those in at 850-437-1620. And you happen to have a guest with you this morning.
Yeah. So very excited to have with us today Chris Plate. He is the relatively new president and CEO with Florida West Economic Development Agency. So, Chris, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Hey, thank you, Todd.
Yeah, welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, so just kind of jump in, introduce yourself, tell us about your background and
absolutely.
What's going on?
Originally from South Carolina, born and raised there, and started my economic development career there in the county that I was raised in, York County, just south of Charlotte, and was there for a bit, and an opportunity opened up to be a director of a very, very small rural county in South Carolina. So learned how to step on every political landmine you could find.
You can count on that in North Carolina.
So, but it was a great place to learn, wonderful community. And then went up to North Carolina and stayed in Union County for 25 years before deciding to venture out. And this opportunity showed up. And so, as you said, it's I'm counting months instead of weeks now.
Right.
Being here. So it's just coming up on 4 months. And wow, what a transition. This has been such a welcoming community, particularly you. I always tell that you were one of the first to really reach out and really welcome me here, and I appreciate that so much. From my standpoint, Florida West can't do what it does without a strong chamber and so many other things. So
yeah,
it's we have a very narrow focus, but clearly we work together.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, we're all for growing our economy, growing our current businesses, but also attracting new businesses. So, yeah. So, talk about Florida West. What exactly Florida West is, and what your mission is. I think people may have heard of it, but may not know exactly what y'all do.
Yeah. So we're a little bit confusing, I think, in the structure, in the way it was formed, as it originally was in the Chamber of Commerce, along with Visit Pensacola and a couple other entities. And so when we spun out, they had already in place an entity called PEDC, which is the Pensacola Escambia County Development Corporation. And so that entity funds, or basically hires out, Florida West. And so the monies that come from the public sector flow through that. And then we get private money that comes directly to Florida West to help fund the economic development efforts. What we do is basically sort of multi-pronged. We market the community. We're sort of the tip of the spear on anything new looking to come into the county. And so those companies, as they come in, we kind of always refer to ourselves as maybe 3 feet deep and a mile wide. So we know a little bit about everything.
Right.
But we go, whenever we work with someone, we bring those experts that may be a topic on, getting a visa. How do we do our zoning? Those kind of things. Construction. So we bring in those assets to help us, make sure that we cover all the answers for any company looking new to come into the community. And then we also have restructured a little bit. So we have a dedicated personnel. Danita Andrews is going to, with her longevity here, she's been here since the chamber days, is going to be doing existing industry. So it's a huge part of our operation, is making sure that we take care of the existing industries, continually touch them, so that when they have an opportunity to consolidate, they choose to consolidate in Pensacola and Escambia County versus that facility going somewhere else.
Right.
So it's a bit of marketing, a bit of recruitment, and existing and taking care of what you have here.
Right. So, yeah, and So you're responsible for Escambia County only, just so that's people are clear. Because they say Florida West, they might think, you're for the entire region, but it's Escambia County.
That's correct.
County,
right? Thank you for clarifying that.
That is a good clarification because some folks don't really understand that. So yeah. That's good to know.
And even with the name Alliance, it does sound like it's a little bit more broad. But no, we handle, we're the head economic development agency for Escambia, and we cover, obviously, Pensacola and Century mm-hmm. as well in that. So.
Right. So, what are some of the industries that people may not know about or be as aware of that, mm-hmm. that y'all, support locally, but also maybe look to try to enhance here in our community?
Yeah. I think it was nice coming into Florida West while there was some house cleaning just in the office side. It was a really good organization, good bones, and they had already had some work on the targets, which was excellent. And so aerospace clearly is a big one. That's what I had. A lot of my expertise comes from aerospace in the Carolinas. And so with Mobile being so close with Airbus, as well as the military influence here, there's a lot of opportunities within aerospace. And I think we've already started building that cluster. Off of that is marine. So anything to do with either shipbuilding, even electronics that go into boating and those kind of things match up a lot with the aerospace. So we'll have those two. Life science is another big one, and then AI and cyber. Those are sort of the four areas that we'll be pushing going forward, trying to recruit those companies or help those companies in that cluster expand. Now, we will help everybody.
Right.
Those seem to be the ones that we seem to have the best competitive advantage in when we compete with other communities and other states. The one that we don't really talk about a lot is like the energy mm-hmm. side. And that's one that I think, we'll see where that goes. But as of right now, we're looking at the electrification of marine as a potential source of other projects to us. I don't think that's been talked about enough, and how we can look at what Europe is doing there, bring that here, work with Florida Power and Light and our other allies to see how that can make it even cleaner in the boating industry, more sustainable, So that's a large cluster that we're kind of within that sector. But even within the energy, you have GE here.
Right.
Which is what a wonderful home company to have. And that then supports other companies like Jupiter Bach and Blue Wind Technology, mm-hmm. both phenomenal companies that do carbon fiber, which spills back into – so these clusters start to cross over each other.
Right.
And those skill sets. But with GE, we were just had the ribbon cutting on their $70 million expansion.
Right.
And a stat was mentioned there that just blew me away was 10% of all of America's power is generated by windmills. Half of those windmills are made right here in Pensacola.
Yeah. People really? Have no idea.
So if you can think
I didn't know that. That's right. Interesting.
Yeah. So 5% of the entire energy produced in the United States, we can claim that starts right here.
Interesting.
So, with GE and then the companies like Blue Wind that help make the nacelles and the mm-hmm. other companies that help support GE. So,
right.
So, it's really exciting to see that and to know that you're making a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's, they're kind of some of those hidden companies in our community that people don't know about that do a lot. And, and like with GE, people see the turbines coming down
right.
scenic highway between their facility and the port, but they may not know exactly what that means. So I recently got a tour at their facility, and I think they're being more intentional about being involved in the community and making sure that people understand what they're doing and the impact they are having here.
Yeah, and the new facility manager there, she's phenomenal too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
If you just joined us, we're at the Pensacola Connection with Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO, and we're talking with Chris, who's with Florida West, so it's great to have you. This is fascinating information to hear about what is happening with economic development in our area. If you've got a question for them, this is the expert panel. Clearly, they're experts on economic development, 850-437-1620.
So, talking with Chris Platte, the new president CEO at Florida West. So talk about, like you said, y'all are the tip of the spear on a lot of these projects and activities, but how you work with local government, other organizations to be successful.
That's right. Yeah, it really is one of those. It takes the entire community to win or lose a project. You can find magical ways that certain folks will blow a project for you. So we sort of, go out, we try to find those targets. We work with, commercial realtors. We work with site selectors. We work with the Department of Commerce or Select Florida, as well as the Florida's Great Northwest. And Jennifer and her team there, they're great. Not having a strong regional entity back in the Charlotte area, it was so wonderful to have her here. So you have all of these folks that work together, but then we have to keep all the information. So we maintain the what buildings are available. We maintain the most current data on demographics, on what's happening in our schools, the academies. All of this data has to be compiled in one place and presented. And then, like you said, as we find out what the companies need, we then pull those people in. So whether that's Marcus at
CareerSource.
Thank you. CareerSource. I'm still learning. So, yeah, but him and Carolyn Fries and those folks that really help us, again, like I said, it could be you bring in one of our investors that's a construction team to sit there and go, how long is it going to take to build a company, to build a plant? And it's just, we have to make sure that we have all of these people lined up ready to help based on the questions and the needs. And then a lot of it's then with the government, too, is maintaining that relationship with D.C. and his team and Erica at the city, and maintaining the relationship with Wes at the county and all the county commissioners and their department heads. So it really takes everybody, but you have to have some point is the single point of contact with the company. As you get more and more people trying to help, quote-unquote help, that they can actually mess up a deal because it's just too many – to me, cooks in the kitchen. So we do need to have that single point of contact. And that's what every county that has an ED organization, that's what that person does.
Yeah. So, and that's something I've learned. I'm not heavily involved with this part of economic development. But, these projects, they take time. And they really, it's years, not weeks or months. Talk about
I think when
how that works.
Yeah, people, when we hear about it, it seems pretty quick, but there's a long runway that we've been working on these projects. So typically, if you're lucky, you'll get one in 6 to 8 months, but it's probably an 18-24 month process from the time that we hear about the company's project, and the company's already been working on it probably another year prior to that. So it's a long, long process for them to make these kind of substantial investments that they're making in the jobs that they're trying to hire. So
like ST Engineering, the conversations about that started, a decade ago, not more?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's been, in steps. I mean, you've had, I think we're in step three.
Yeah, phase three, I think.
Phase three. Phase three. The conversations and even the vision for this, long ago.
Long ago, and the fact that even the airport was even prepped to handle that, there's a lot of, it's a phrase I like to say, is like there's a lot of trees being planted by people that'll never sit in the shade of those trees,
right?
And if it wasn't for those folks doing that 15-20 years ago, we wouldn't have product to sell, whether that's at the airport, whether that's, an industrial park that's coming out of the ground now is years in the making.
Right.
And so
you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Todd Thompson, the Pensacola Chamber president and CEO for the Chamber Connection, with his guest from Florida West, Chris Platel. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Platte.
There you go. He's the president and CEO of Florida West. Fascinating conversation because it's so true. This all starts way before you actually see that groundbreaking, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's like the final step. But so much planning goes into these things. So hats off to the people that are the visionaries in our community. Yeah. People like you.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I had to learn where the grocery store was first.
Yeah, well,
I gotcha.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was about to say, you've been here 4 months, so yeah, you're still getting your feet on the ground, figuring out where everything is. But, you know, in terms of maybe, you know, Pensacola as a community, how has it been, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it really is so interesting because there's a, you know, the lower Alabama,
yeah, right,
you know, or the panhandle kind of outside of this area. Pensacola is not that. Escambia County is not. It's its own entity. It's its own culture. It's such a melting pot that I'm sure that NAS, you know, Pensacola really had a lot to do with that, with the people that they funnel through here through the training and everything else, and they come back. So I find it to be extremely welcoming. That was one of the biggest things. The people are just great, and the it punches above its weight. If you think about Pensacola, you don't need to put Pensacola, Florida.
Right.
You know, you say that anywhere in the world, people know, you know, generally it's in Florida and it's in the United States. They may not know it's all the way over in the corner, but it they know the general location of it. So that is something for us. You know, the size is still only in, you know, the city's 50, almost 60,000 people.
Right.
You know, the county's getting up there now. It's in the 400 plus size. So the MSA is the largest in the panhandle.
Right.
So if you think about it, you know, from the population size, it seems like it's much bigger than it really is. And that, so it's nice to have this kind of this Goldilocks size where it feels big, but it's actually still small.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's it just allows you to have a lot more connections with people, to be able to get things done versus going through, you know, like in Atlanta where you'd have to go through the, you know, bureaucracy of almost a federal government to get anything done. And so it it really has been welcoming to me. My wife loves it, and so it's been a great thing for her too. To, you know, sort of, we made this decision without her actually visiting.
Wow.
And so it was a lot of trust and prayer and everything else too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's been what a wonderful 4 months.
Right. So. Good.
Outside it went, and I did bring the snow too, so I'm sorry for that. Yeah.
I think for a one time experience, you know, we appreciate that. But that was probably unusual.
I know. I was like, wait a minute.
I thought you were escaping all that.
Right. It was more snow here than back in North Carolina, for sure. Right.
Well,
actually,
get a chance,
than Alaska, I think, for that period.
Right.
When you get a chance, take advantage of all the arts and culture we have here, because
absolutely,
I didn't expect that. Just because I had this idea about Lower Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's opera and ballet and all professional companies and theater and things. There's just so much to do, and the history and the museums and the beach and the beach and the beach.
Yeah. Well, so, and it really is like a three-legged stool, in the sense that you have tourism, you have business, and you have the military base. So that sort of the economy here is probably a lot more resilient, is what I've seen, because if one goes down, if tourism goes down, you still have the other two that kind of hold you up, and vice versa, you know. So that's pretty important to be, versus where if you were just so dedicated to one thing.
We just celebrated the anniversary of the BP oil spill, which is remarkable how we've come back from that. And we still have the Triumph funds to keep going. But that's a perfect example, because this community did not bow down when that happened.
Right.
It was devastating at the time. And look at us now.
Right.
So,
it's all about balance. And I think if you can, you know, make sure that you have more than one leg to stand on, it really does help us. And then when you add to the sort of the business community, what you were just talking about with the culture that's been brought into downtown is amazing. I mean, the Sanger Theater, all of that is just beautiful. When I stayed here, I stayed at the Holiday Inn right downtown.
Oh, right across from the museum.
Yeah.
And VLT, yeah.
And did a lot of the walking and was very surprised at how much art is here.
Because
Charlotte, where I came from, is very big into the arts.
Yes.
And so I think when you look here, it may be more per capita spending in the arts here than even places like Charlotte, which are known nationally for that.
Right.
So it's again, it adds to the story that we can tell clients that really differentiate our community among everybody else, you know. So it's hard to stand out sometimes.
Sure.
And I think Pensacola definitely, you know, and even selling aerospace when you have the Blue Angels as yeah. part of your brochure
yeah,
definitely helps. You know,
it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That so, helps a lot. Yeah. We're the best kept secret. So it's a conflict when we have Visit Pensacola in the chamber and we're all like, yeah, it's great. They're out to promoting. And then the other word, shh.
Don't yeah, right. right. Yeah, yeah, don't promote too that. Much.
Yeah. 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 It's like, yeah, we like kind of that. Like, yeah. You kind of mentioned that. That's still have that small town feel because yeah. everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you want to see the growth. But, yeah, how do you balance all that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Bring it in over time. That's for sure.
Good planning.
Yeah. Good absolutely.
Planning. Right. So, anything kind of on your plate right now that you're working on that I know, because a lot of what you do, and people may not understand this, but yeah, a lot of what you do has to kind of keep under wraps
right.
until it's ready to be presented. But sometimes there are things that are happening you can talk about. So anything on the edge that's happening?
We definitely have a couple companies that are ready to go. We've got to make sure that we get everything in line before we go too public with it, just because of the incentives and other things that may be in play. But one of the things that we're really lacking that we're trying to really focus on is the product side.
Okay.
And so we have a lot of things sort of almost there. So, you know, for Central and Business Park, you know, is one of those that's got 200 acres there, but it's not really planned out. And so we need to master plan that to maximize the sites that are available,
right?
You know, with Midtown, make sure that we maximize that site as well, as and also don't landlock private properties around it. So there's things like that we're doing too. So we're working on the product side as much as the recruitment and retention of the companies here. And so, you know, can't sell from an empty wagon. So we need to make sure those products are ready to go.
Right. Gotcha. And so, you know, we talked about how close we are to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some differences between Florida and some of our surrounding states, Alabama, Georgia, et cetera. It brings some challenges, or how does that work in terms of what
I think
you
it's
do?
I think it's a good challenge. I mean, where I was before was, you know, on the border with South Carolina.
Right.
So you always have a border war in economic development where the companies may threaten to jump the line. And so, I think in our case, we really complement each other, and I'm fine. You know, I'm confident enough in our abilities to craft incentives that are creative enough on top of all of our other benefits that make us the choice.
Right.
And it's really us versus Mobile in a lot of ways, because they have a lot of great assets as well. And then you're really sharing the labor force
right.
around the other counties. From
right.
that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you mentioned earlier, I mean, with what's happening in Mobile with Airbus and
yeah.
some other, you know, aerospace companies,
mm-hmm.
and I've had conversations with them as well. I mean, they're going to be moving some of their stuff this direction. So that's some
yeah.
exciting opportunities could be
absolutely.
In our future.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, again, it's the relationships, too, that are so important for what we do. Like, in a lot of times, even though we're the tip of the spear, like, if the chamber has the connection, we'll back down.
Right.
And let, you know, stay, you know, arm in arm, but
yeah, it's got to be a team sport.
Yeah, it's got to be a team sport. But right. we, you know, whoever has the stronger relationship, we want to make sure that is maintained,
and, right?
Because
right.
that'll just help us win.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
There's no, you know, you got to park your egos when it comes to economic development.
Right, right. Yeah. So, but again, you know, great conversation. You know, very interesting things happening in our community. Growth is still happening, and I think
yeah.
it's going to continue to happen. As things move forward, you know, and Chris Platte, new president and CEO at Florida West, you know, thanks for being on the Chamber Connection. We'll definitely have you on in the future to get some updates and see yeah. what's going on.
Hopefully I'll be a little bit more,
yeah,
have a lot more details to talk about.
Right,
but,
right.
But thank you again for welcoming me so much, and the Chamber has been such a great asset for us, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're here to support and make sure that economic development keeps going.
Do you have a website in case folks wanted to find out more about Florida West?
Yeah, it's floridawesteda.com, and then you can also follow us on our socials. So we're trying to do another big push with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can go to Florida West EDA on LinkedIn, Facebook, X.
Great.
So.
Okay. Anything happening at the Chamber this week?
So this
throw
week,
it in. We got about a minute left.
Yeah. So we've got our Chamber Classic Golf Tournament.
Ooh,
is Friday at
yeah.
Scenic Hills. So hopefully this beautiful Chamber weather continues. If you don't have a team, I think we have one spot left. So get that. And then next Friday will be Good Morning Pensacola.
Hey.
at Scenic Hills. So yeah, it's we continue to stay busy and appreciate you guys, Meg.
All right, thank you so much, Todd and Chris, for being here this morning. Great show. And if you're interested, you can always listen to the podcast of this show on the Pensacola Connection, which is online at newsradionote923.com.